ches on a base. Misha achzo could wait long enough. He's not here. Yeah. Misha achzo kudaikus. Somebody who was seized by a temporary insanity. Now, this temporary insanity is... it's not clear from the Yerushalmi exactly what it is. Not clear from the Bible either. The Bible says it's some sort of demon. But Mumaisa, it comes and goes. We're going to discuss that in the Gemara. Varme said, Kisvu Gelishtiv. He said it when he was in the state of Kurdaikus, of insanity. He said, right again, from my wife, obviously, Lomar Klum. It's a meaningless statement. It's not in the state when he can have a get written. Amar Kisvu Gelishtiv. If he said, right again to my wife, Achzo Kurdaikus. And then, he said when he was lucid. And then he went into one of his non-lucid periods. The Chaz of Raman, he said when he was in a non-lucid state, Al Tichtavu, don't write to get, Ein Dvar V'Achonim Klum, we ignore his latter statement. Because obviously the latter statement was made under the influence of his insanity. The early statement was made under the influence of his sanity, so we'll have the statement made when he's sane.
Can it be used as a defense of your actions? Of course it can, sure. Somebody who's sometimes insane.
He goes through periods of lucidity and non-lucidity. Manic depressive is not is always sane. Yeah, it's a psychosis. He's a psychotic. Psychotic in halacha is sane. Right? It has to be that you're at, right. They have to be a raving lunatic in order to be insane. Okay, it's not the same thing. So they meant, so nishtatik, a new case. If a person became silenced, meaning he lost the facility of speech, but he can still hear. Armelo, and he said to him, nichtov get liishtecha. Should we write again for your wife? Birkin barosho, and he nodded his head. We check him three times. If he says that which should be no, no, and that which is supposed to be yes, yes, they can write the get and give it. Okay? Speaking. He can't speak. So how's he going to tell people to give his wife a get? Oh, so that's going to be the question if writing is enough. Here it says it's supposed to nod his head. Simon Shreiter, what is the sign of an insane individual? Ayatibalaya, somebody who goes out at night. Falon Besakwara, somebody who sleeps in a cemetery. Falam Karek Susa, somebody who rips his clothing. Falam Ay Mashinosul, somebody who loses that which he's given. Ravuna Maravuna says, Venchu Kulambo, you need all these criteria. The Lokay, if you only have one of any one of them, Ayatibalaya, somebody goes at night. Kintrupis, maybe he has sleepwalking disease. If he sleeps in a cemetery, he might not be insane. It might be a Russia. He might be Hamakat Hashem. He might be sacrificing to demons. That's a called those Latin American religions. Saturnalia, something like that, right? Santeria. So he rips his clothing. Or loses that which is given to him. Kinukis, which is some sort of disease, malady, obviously some phobia which caused him to be destructive. So you need all of these phenomena in order to make him shelter. In order to say, it shouldn't say it's any single disease which is causing any one of these phenomena. Even if you have one of these simonim, then you're registered to be shoyta. However, says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Amistabra Kamada Dom Rabbi Yochanan, if you look like man, makes sense that Yochanan said even one of them makes you insane. However, it's got to be a specific one, which is that Ubat Ma'avi Mashnoisul, if you lose whatever they give you, that's insane. So it's a person's given the stuff to safeguard, he always loses it, so he's an insane individual. Okay? Says the Gemara, why is that? Because even the most insane of insane, does not lose that which is given to him, if obviously it's significant. So if a person loses that which is given to him, it's considered to be a kodaikus.
where he puts me.
What?
Or gets where he puts me. So it's lost.
The Dalvin on his side doesn't care about
me. Yeah, but Mavi means intentional. It means intentional.
Oh, intentional?
Yeah. Kudaikos, Emo Echemikol, Kol Elu. Kudaikos is not one of these things. Mao Kudaikos, what's Kudaikos? Rabbi Yossi Hamis. You know, Hamim. We don't know exactly what that is, but it's some sort of disease which comes and goes. Uvdu Kum Rabbi Yossi. A case came from Rabbi Yossi, Bechad Tarsi, with a certain individual of the Tersian extraction. David Yavin Le Samik Go Achim. They were given red inside of black. Now, there's a couple interpretations here, whether mean red means wine and black means meat, or red and black are two different types of wine. One is dark and one is lighter. Or red and black is a red object and a black object. But they would give him a blue red inside of black, Vava Loi. Now, Loi could either mean he recovers or he became sicker. Okay. Means one or the other. Three different shots me on the page and all these things. So Achim goes on, they gave him black inside of red, and again it could be meat and wine, wine alone, or objects, Vava Loi, and either in that case got sick as well, or in that case got better as well, or according to Corbea's change of gear, so Vala Vava Loi, he would not become better under these circumstances. So basically, any of these, these couple lines
you
show me.
You try to make them better if they'll succeed or not, you don't know, but they're not.
Right. But I think Cormier is correct in change of gears, so that initially it means something black and some inside something red. And he gets, when he gets black inside of red, he would speak and become healthy again. And he gave him red inside of black, he would not speak again. Lo avaloi. He would not become healthy. Anyway, whatever this case is, and again, it could be any one of several things. Zo kudaiko shamul chachom. This kudaiko shamul chachom say, and this part of the same poem, shreis and poem macholin. Sometimes he's insane, and sometimes he's lucid. Now, the thing is like this, there's the third stage here, which is insane, lucid, and in between. Okay? And that's going to come apparent from the next line. Okay? When he's insane, a reik shayt the chol dover, he's like an insane individual in all matters. When he's healthy, a reik b'chayt the chol dover, he's like a loose individual for all matters. As of the karma of the Shmuel, now a case came from a Shmuel. Amrei said, "Karhav cholim, yitain get. When he's cholim, when he's sane, he can give again." Now, ma Shmuel kreish lugish, the Shmuel kreish lugish, and when he's sane, give again. There's more. The Rish Lugish Mark Shishtape. Shlomo said, when he comes sane, give again. No, Ruba the Shmuel Rish Lugish. Shmuel is actually more of a kreish Rish Lugish, because do Amar he says cholim yitain get. What is Shmuel says when he's cholim, he can give again. Now cholim, according to the way of the Torah, Shmuel is when he's in between stage. He's not yet fully there, but he's already out of the grips, the grip of the major insanity. So in fact, according to Reish Lakish, he has to be fully lucid before he can give again for him. But according to Shmuel, once he's approaching lucidity, then climbing out of insanity into lucidity, you can still give again. Okay? Says Maya, we know that cholim doesn't mean completely lucid yet, because it says on top of Lamates Amal from Pasuk Yeshaya, Vatachlimeni Vatchayeni. It's two separate stages. There's cholim, which is on the way, and chayim, which means totally lucid. So even a person's cholim, he can still, if he's on the way to becoming lucid, he can still give a get. Rabbi Yaakov Racha Amar, Rabbi Yaakov Racha says, he spoke on Reish, Rabbi Yaakov Racha, Rish, and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, Odeo Kurdaikos Olof, if he's still in a state of insanity, Koisvin Gev, and Noisim Leishto, we can write again and give it to his wife. Now it means, he said when he was lucid, give a get to my wife. And then he went into one of his insane periods. So we can still give the get. We don't have to wait till it becomes lucid again. Reish Lakish says, I'm not really sure you stop it. No. He's got to become at least on the way to recovery. You can't give the get when he's insane. Okay? Even though he gets sanctioned again, when he was still lucid, once he becomes insane, that sanction falls off. This problem we have learned machlokas nitzcharish or nishtatev, an individual became a deaf, mute, or insane, or nishtamed, or went and converted to Christianity. Osho or basin lechochelev, or basin said that it was a point at which basin said you're allowed to eat forbidden fats. Now, this is not really an issue by us, but rather an issue by korbanos. Right? A person was set aside a korban, and before he managed to sacrifice it, he became a deaf mute or insane, or he became a convert to Christianity or any other religion. Osho a basin level chalev, or a basin rose, and amaratz a stick of basin, and paskin that you can eat chalev. So then Rabbi Yochanan nitches chatos. Rabbi Yochanan says whatever korban he set aside can no longer be used, because there's a period which the korban was pushed off from the mizbeach. Why? Because of the time when he was either rebelling, which loses him the right to be a korban, or he went insane, or because Basin came to a radically incorrect conclusion, as Matirid in Chelev. Reish Lakish Amar Lo Niches Chatos, whatever chatos he set aside, he still continues to bring. The korban is not set aside. Now, if that's the case, there seems to be a contradiction. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, when you are insane, so your korban is pushed aside. But here Rabbi Yochanan said, if you commanded to give a get when you were lucid, that get could be given even when you went insane. So it's a contradiction. If that's the case, so the korban which was around when you went insane should also be a valid korban. Why does it become invalidated? And vice versa, according to Reish Lakish, shows that you can't give a get even if you commanded whether the get was commanded or commissioned. When the guy was sane, once he comes insane, the get cannot be finished, right? Or cannot be executed.
It doesn't make sense. He's sane, and he gave a get, and the good get. He was sane. He did be sane when he gave it.
No, he was commanded. No. He commanded to give a get, but he didn't execute his command until...
So
you might have changed his mind.
Right.
And what about if he converted to Christianity on the get?
Well, actually, it's going to be an issue later on in the Masechta, but the Pashas, he can still be Megarish. Okay? So,
can't Basin force him to give a gift because of
your
prayer? Yeah, it's going to be hard to force him.
You have to do anything with him.
It's not up to... I mean, you have to...
He's out of control, basically, completely.
That's what it would seem. Right? Theoretically, I guess you could force them. I know you're going to do it. So in any event, so it seems to be a contradiction, right? Whether the time is insane that pushed off his korbanos or not. So Reish Lakish Amar Lo Niches Reish Lakish holds Rabbi Yochanan holds yes, Reish Lakish holds not. Rabbi Yisrael Bun Amar, Rabbi Yisrael Bun said, Rabbi Yochanan Mechalvei Shmaitzei Shmuasa. Change around the versions of Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Rabbi Yochanan, please let me say that Rabbi Yochanan's statement should not argue with each other. The Ma Rabbi Shmuel Barabba Shem Rabbi Yochanan, or Shmuel Barabba said, Shmuel Barabba said, Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Hago says, if somebody's dying, Zorkin Aloha Midam Chotaso, you spring upon him from the blood of his Chatos, Midam Hashamo, and from the blood of his Hashem. How can you do that? Rabbanik Yisorimin, we'll come back in a second. Rabbanik Yisorin Amrin, Rabbi Chir, Rabbi As,
I'm sorry.
No, I guess it's the end actually of the statement. The Mara Vishul Barabba Sher Yochanan goes to Zergan Lodam, Midam Chatasom, Midam Hashem means Rabbi Yochanan clearly holds that even though he's a ghostess, and for some reason, which is not unclear to me, regard a ghostess as being basically insane. Somebody's daughter is regarded as basically insane. Since that's the case, since his regard is insane, so how can we sacrifice his korban? Right? At the time he's a ghostess, maybe it's now the time that his korban is the korban of an insane individual. So therefore, how can we sacrifice it? So if we see that we can't sacrifice it, it must be Rabbi Yochanan holds that also the chatos of an individual who went insane or became deaf mute or whatever also should be able to be sacrificed as well. What? Right. Lav bar das. Okay, it's a better term than insane, yeah, but lacking das. Yeah. Lacking knowledge.
It's an interesting definition of ghosting.
Yeah, it is an interesting definition. I'm not sure I fully understand it. Now you made it more palatable, but I'm not sure I fully understand it. So even, so says more. So in order to make it consistent, we have to have Rabbi Yochanan always holding that the get or the korban, whatever we're dealing with, transcends the insanity and can be done even when the guy's insane. Since the original request or demand or whatever obligation was taken when the guy was lucid. Okay? So says Rabban Gitzan Army, Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Asi, Chad Kadim, they had the same machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish. Masizah be Rabbi Rish Lakish, or Mish seems sorry, Rish Lakish. On record says, Kisu get the Lishti, Lishto, Voxu Kudaikus, the guy says, give a get to my wife, and she was seized by Kudaikus, who calls her mind, then he said, Al Tichtavu, he says not to, ain't Vora Vachron, and clue. Well, his last words are meaningless, right? So we see that let me start again from that play, from that thought. Matiza be a rich lokish. Mishnah is a rich lokish. Shmuel says that you can't transcend the state when you are insane. It says in Mishnah kisu gelish the vachsu kudaikus chazem ra al tichtavu ain bar chayin klum. Right. When you're in the state of a kudaikus, we don't pay attention. We give the get based on your state when you were lucid. So we see your statement to give the get when you were lucid carries over to the time you were insane. So as more no, but she staffed for a chronic clue. It means that a body can't give the get when he's insane. He can only give the get when he actually becomes healthy again. You know, I tried to find Orsamach today. I couldn't find it, but there was Orsamach I learned many years ago when I was in Shalvim. The Orsamach actually explains this machlokas, and he says a beautiful explanation. He says, this really is contingent on how we define Shluch Lashonim Kamoso. If you know Shluch Lashonim Kamoso is literally, then that means that when the guy, the Shalech, is insane, so the Shalech is also insane. You can't do the Shluchs at that time, right? So Shluch Lashonim Kamoso means he literally becomes like the person who set them on his agency. But if you know Shluch Lashonim Kamoso just means I can affect the transaction on behalf of somebody else. So I don't become insane when he becomes insane. Rather, I become, you know, I become just, I'm my own person, right? So therefore, I can transact it even when he's insane. So that's the question, what the parameters of Shluch Shonim Kamoso are, which are operate here. So Shlokish obviously holds, whatever apostles holds, that Shluch Shonim Kamoso is very, very literal. Okay?
Wait,
Shlokish. Actually, it's not discussed here. It's a good question. I don't know. It's not discussed. I saw one about crime discussing today. The God only mints, but I didn't look at it. Mm-hmm. It said she has to be a know enough to preserve her get.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Saturday tomorrow, Nasla ki 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 to eski to he gave her get formal and said lo ye get elamachar let it only take effect tomorrow. And Vinasa Kurdaikus, in the meantime, by tomorrow he became Kurdaikus. The flu the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and Tamachos Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Zorakla es Gita, now you or this is an obvious case, so it goes without saying, Zorakla es Gita, if you threw a get into a courtyard, where I said, Lo you get a Lamachar, you said, it's only going to get tomorrow. And in the meantime, you became a Kurdaikus. Also, the flu the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Lezer says, Rabbi Yavin, boy, Rabbi Lezer says, Rabbi Yavin, that's a question. Tarim is curio. Who took truma off of your, dough. Armei said, lo yeh truma el lamachar, you only want to be truma tomorrow. Finasa kurdakis, he became a kurdakis by tomorrow. To fluk the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Malonis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Now, the Rosh Hashanah is a very cute shot. He says, how can we have to bring it on both cases? We know it's Malonis by Gedis, Malonis by truma as well. So he says, no, by truma it's a big chiddush, that's a machlokas, a rish lokas, because truma can be taken off by thought, not just by deed. A get's got to be written. So the next, so I might say, if you go kudaikos next after you're commanded, since the mice of the get has not taken place yet, so that's why rish lokas holds it's no good. But in the case where truma's really taken off by thought, so he had the thought when he still was lucid. So if I might say that there, rish lokas doesn't argue. That's as I say, Rish Lakish argues there as well.
Truma can even be taken up by somebody else.
Yeah, right.
For that person. Right?
Truma. Sometimes, right. Yeah, that's right. Okay? So it says, Gemara, Amar Abzir says, Masisa Pliga Rish Lakish, blaze like you. Fine by seems sorry, Rish Lakish, and he cannot sustain it. Horatio had told the guy was crucified. Or Maguyar are drawn and quartered. Those are really good punishments in the old days. V'ramas! And he said, he hinted, because he ain't talking no more. He hinted, Kisu get liishti, your wife, whatever, however he alluded to this. So, Kaisa Noisim, we write again and give it, assuming that it's with the assumption he's still alive, and the Shoma is still hanging around him. How can you rely on that? Maybe he just went insane because everybody goes insane shortly before they die. So at least when they die in such situations. So as more adoptly, he reached Lakish. Yet nevertheless, it says we give the get. Well, only assuming he's alive, we don't have to check out his IQ, right? So the last that came and there's no way to sustain it other than saying that it argues. Tyler. Chereish Torah, if a Chereish takes of Truma, it's a type which should be Truma, it's not a type, it should be missing the words. Osha Gireish, or if he then was Megarish, it's to say, Angito Get, so since the Chereish is Get, it's not a valid Get, the ain't Truma, so Truma is Truma's not valid as well. On a Shigam Leon, the Shigam Leon said, this is going to cause a conversation for the entire next page. On a Shigam Leon, Shigam Leon said, by a matter of when is it true? So a person was married off as a cheresh. So then the get is not a valid get. If he was he was not mute to begin with, right? He was cheresh, and then he became normal, and then he became Chayrish, Kreisiv, and he can write, V'achem Mekayim Ksav Yod, he writes his commands, and other people sustain his writing, and they write it get in his behalf. Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Yechiv, Shem Rav, said, Chalukin, Allah Shreinazeh, the rabbis obviously argue with Shinom Leo. Shinom Leo says that, the Shulchan Aruch distinguishes between whereas the Chayesh in the Gitko, where there's nothing which can make him a Vardas, whereas a Pekeach when he's Charesh. Initially he was a Pekeach and then he became a Charesh afterwards, right? So it seems that the following Bryce seems to argue on this. So this was, they said Vamas Nisa Pliga. Sorry. Well, it's all part of the question. They said, this mission seems to argue, it says, if the individual became deaf mute, on the status, or he became insane, and a mutilum, he can never write a divorce. So it says, well, what's the problem? Why could you write a divorce? Be kind, be yichtivu. Let him write a divorce. Be kind, wa achayim ksavyano. Let others sustain that this is his handwriting. Right, so why can it get work under these circumstances? So it says, Mark, Kiyamnu, he said it doesn't work, but welcome a Rishenio del Chov where he doesn't know how to write. Okay? So in that case, there's a machlok, I'm not making this clear. There's a machlok, is a term, Tanakama. Shingamliel holds that you can divorce via writing, and Tanakama, we assume, we don't have the Tanakama, we assume he argues. In other words, you can't divorce via writing. Okay, you have to actually verbally command the individuals to write your get for you. So it says here, this mission says, Rosh Hashanah says that that you can't use writing, right? Kosev v'acher mekayimim ksav yado. So you can. So what do you do with this widget? It says if a person became cheresh or nishtad in multi lomis, why can't you just write it down? V'yichtav yikayim v'acherim ksav yado. Let him write it down. Let others sustain his writing. So in a chlam, you could do that. We'll just talk about a place where he doesn't know to write, right? So it says, tomorrow, wait a minute. Hey, see, Rabbi Bar Mema, or Rabbi Bar Mema last, or Sisa Pliga, the following Bryce argues as well. It says, Aresh Kazim Ksav Yodo, if you wrote on, in your own handwriting, and more or less, so if you tell this over to write to get, the custom, and they wrote it. Laidim, tell the Aidim to sign the get, because when they signed it, Alpapisha Kazmu, because even though they signed it, and even though they wrote it and signed it, when the sonu alone, and they gave it to him, because I'm nasolacher, and he gave it to somebody else. Hey, no, get. It's not considered to be a get. It's all part of the brisa.
He gave the get to somebody else.
What?
Did everything right?
No, he did everything right.
Did everything right.
Except that he wrote it down. As opposed to verbalizing his desire to give his wife a get. That's the answer.
Wasn't saying the chaza, right?
What?
What is the chaza reading? Sounds like he changed his mind.
No, it doesn't. I don't think it makes a difference. You're asking a question, because I think it means it just in turn.
He turned around and gave.
Yeah. Okay, so it seems to be a machlokas, right? Whether the writing is enough, or need some other.
You need to verbalize it, right?
So Rabbi Yisrael said, "More the best revelation, though, please. Let's look at the safe. It won't be a machlokas. I'll tell you how we can reconcile everything." It says, "Ain't no get ad shishmus kolu. It's not again until you hear his voice actually speaking." So what does he say to them? Amale Sefer Kso, he says to the Sofer, write. Leina Chasom, he says to Adam, sign. So it says, Mark, put in the velo from the end line here. Velo Sof Dovrat Shishmas Kolo. It doesn't mean that you have to actually hear him say that, but rather, Afil Hirken Arosh. Even if he bends the head, that's sufficient. So what do we see here? Ba'ata Mara Chain. This Tana does not, how can you say this Tana argues, you're going to say this, that this Tana argues in Shin Gamliel? It says here, one second. What? Could be. Vatamar, it lace cane? Right? So now skip talk of the next four words. Our mother said East Cain.
Let's have another theory.
I'm getting a little bit confused. It's my fault. I is a confusing type of Gemara, but let me see if I can sort out let's go back a couple lines. Let's go back to Heis Rabbah Bar Memo it's called one long run on Bryce on the fourth line down. Heis Rabbah Bar Memo asks, "How much is a plea? Five Bryce seems to argue on Rav Shimon Gamliel. Harish Kazeb Ksav Yada. If you wrote in your own hand, in your own hand, Arma Sofer, and you wrote the following. Tell the Sofer." You told the sofer the custom. The sofer actually wrote the sofer. The sofer wrote the get, laid him, and he wrote to him the custom. And they signed. Even though they signed it, they wrote and signed it. The nasnul, and they gave it to him, the husband. The custom and nasnul, and then he gave it to her. Ain't no get. It's not a valid get. Wait a minute. What is criminal? The shingamliel. Shingamliel says it should be a valid get. The shingamliel says you can write the directive to issue a get. So Rav Meir said, "No, more than Basra. Look at the next line. Blaise lo plead. In other words, it's safe. It says, 'Ain't no get at Shishmukol. It's not again until he hears voice.' What does he have to say? Arma l'soiv. He has to say to the cipher, right? So then chasomu to the cipher to any has to say chasomu to sign. Now says the Gemara, there's a problem here. Now again, let's throw in the word velo from the other line. Velo sof davar chishmas kolo." This is all part of the brisa. It said the Gemara. It's all part of the brisa. Los adar chishmus kolo. If you don't have to actually hear his voice, I feel like in Rosh Hashanah he has to was not. That's a contradiction. At the brisa you said writing is not good enough. Right. In the sefer you said nodding is good enough. The brisa is talking kasher shingamliel. Shingamliel says writing is enough. This brisa says writing is not good enough. But the sefer says nodding is enough.
Yeah.
If nodding is enough, surely writing is enough. Don't write, that makes no sense. How can nodding work and writing not work? That's a kasha. So therefore, can't argue with Shimon Gamliel. We initially taught from the Reisha Arayos of Shimon Gamliel, and Shimon Gamliel says, you can write in, give my wife a get. And this seems to indicate you can't write in. But then it goes on to say you cannot. You know, you go to your wife, you go, and she should have, you know. And that divorce, that should be a cause for divorce. That should be a cause for this. Sounds like that's our corner. So Rosh, divorce.
Even
worse, they go like that, right?
The writing has a name on it?
No, he writes it in his own hand. It says he writes in his own hand. So there are no a name on it. So this price is clearly something wrong. But you don't need, no, but the price is stressing because of Xavier, though.
That might be a problem. His own hand, he could say, can't he?
What?
If he wrote it in his own hand, he could even be a
sufferer.
He could write it out.
Yeah, but then he doesn't need it. Yeah, but it's true. He could
have witnesses sign it.
True.
So it's still not good.
Right, so that's the question. So how come nodding is good?
How did they know he wrote it?
What? It's his handwriting or witnesses. No, but it's not talking about the witnesses. He's throwing in, maybe they're witnesses, but he don't need witnesses because it's his own handwriting. We know it's not forged. It's not better, but it's...
What about with witnesses? His own handwriting is still something you'd argue on that?
Yeah, it's belt and suspenders, but Lamaisa, it's still not good. It seems to the ratio than Bryce, it's not going to work. So it's contradictory to Shingam Leo. Yet then the Bryce seems to indicate that Hurricane Roche's submission. So he said, so Vatamar, so you want to say Leiskan, it's not going like Shingam Leo? Can't be. So therefore, it says the Gemara, actually, the Gemara didn't say it explicitly. So therefore, but if you did write it down, the emotions, Kermeda, somebody says here, knowing the ratio is no good if you wrote it down, not because writing it itself is no good. Right, because katzim mili lo mimser on l'shliach. You can't give a shliach to somebody else to give to another shliach. You can't, mili means literally words cannot be given over to a shliach. So when the Reish is talking about what you wrote, Reuven wrote to Shimon, that Shimon should get Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar to be involved in giving the get. That doesn't work. It's got to be the next step. Reuven asked Shimon to write the get, right? And Levi, Yehuda, to sign it. But for Reuven to ask Shimon to get Levi to write again, Yehuda and Yisachar to sign it, that doesn't work. Because we're not talking about where his own shliach.
No, it's different. Well, the guy's losing his mind.
Well, now we're finished with the guy's losing his mind. Okay, well, actually, we're not finished. I take that back. So it says, Gemara, Va'at Omar Leiskein. You're not going to say it works out here? Now take out the next four words. Our Ramona says, Iskein. No. It does argue Rosh Shimon Gamliel. Because he shmias kol here, konasarosh. Itag is better if somebody says something or nods his head. Nodding head is talk a better sign than writing. That's what you say. The reason given, nobody's sure exactly why. It should be a better sign. But somebody wants to say that Kavanaki wants to say in Shumas, where the parallel sugya is, that nodding, you show something with your body. So therefore it's better.
With your head, with your neck.
With your head.
And that's where the voice comes from.
Well, I don't know. That's a chaf. I don't know if that's it. But the pshat is that if you nod, you're showing the body. But if you write, some people write distractedly. They take things and write things and not paying attention. So the arataka, according to Sarosh, is considered to be better than writing.
Well, what would they say if the judge wrote it wrong? Would they have the comments on this?
I don't remember. I didn't get a chance to look at this. I think that they have basically the same gist of it over there. Same, more or less the same gist. So in any event, so says Gemara, Revizir boy calling Raimana. Revizir asked by Raimana. Gemara tell my tracking motion shows by until do you say, if you're saying that nodding until he's talking the same thing, we say just like you nod, you have to test the guy three times to see if he knows what he's nodding about. The Gemara says Jishmu is called Shosh Pine, says you have to speak three times and say, give a get, you know, like mutulach. It's just want to know. So he says, I'm really Shmias Kopa Machas. There's a difference. If he says it, he's lucid. If he says, if he just sings something, then unless we establish a pattern, we don't consider it to be of any significance. Says, Warm Rabbi Yerubin and said, Taman over there by the Bryce Shigamil says, you can write in your permission. But Oymer, it's only retroactive. No, Oymer, of course, means to verbally express. But here he's writing. So Oymer is lab dafkot, son. There's just a generic verb. But Oymer, your belief to say you did so and so. However, when you say do something, then we don't give you permission to do it in any way you want. So that's what we're saying, that a person can say he did this and the other thing. However, to say do this and the other thing, that's of limited, and not everybody can say that. Okay? Where is this here again? We're trying to resolve. Oh, of course, the Bryce Rishon Gamliel, which says Ksiva works, with this Bryce seems to indicate that Ksiva doesn't work. So where a person writes, this is what I did, that's where he's believed. When a person says, writes, do this, then he doesn't have credibility, that doesn't work. Okay? Rabbi Balevi, boy, he asks like this. We'll just skip the next three words. It has got not intent or wisdom in the future. That should work for the past as well. If he doesn't have intent for the future, he has no intent for the past. In other words, if we're distinguishing between intent and awareness, so there should be no such distinction between the two. Okay? Says Umara. Right, this should be whether it's past or future tense, it should be believed regardless. Makes no difference in past or future. If you accept the ksiva, you should accept it regardless. So therefore, he rejects the dichotomy based on whether the language written was in the past tense or future tense. Says Rabbi Amalei, Rabbi Amalei said bechevish on a kayomi. Very interesting answer, actually. He says the brisa, which Rabbi Bar Bar Memo brought on top, which says that ksiva doesn't work, right? If you write together, it doesn't work. So that's talking about where the guy was a cheresh, he was a deaf mute, okay? Where he's a deaf mute, so then cheresh anu kayamim, vein shlichus l'cheresh, there is no shlichus for a cheresh. There's no shlichus for an individual who is deaf mute from the get go. Now, this is interesting. Dichotomy. If you have an individual who was initially, the Rav Shingon is saying, an individual initially was lucid and then became a cheresh, he can write a get through Har Kana. A person who was Druk Siva. And this, right. Okay, the Bryson Amnav of Shimon Gamil, where it says Ksiva works, that's a person who actually was lucid and Minke Mecherish. The Bryson over here on base, it says that Ksiva doesn't work, it's a person who's always a Cherish. Why is that? Because Enchlil's Cherish, a Cherish cannot appoint a Shliach. Now, the thing is like this. It's difficult because, what? Because this Bryce over here is says that he can divorce, right? So why can't he make a shliach? So he wants to say that in order to write a get, the Kavanokim wants to say, in order to get write a get, you just need to reveal, a regular get, you just need to reveal what your intent is, right? However, when you are trying to appoint a shliach, so then you have to transfer your das to somebody else, and since you only have very weak das, you can't transfer it to somebody else. Very strange thought, but that's what he wants to say, that a cheresh can't appoint a shliach. A cheresh can give a get, but a cheresh can't appoint a shliach because a cheresh has das, but not enough das to vest somebody else with that das.
If he originally was not a cheresh, he could have done only through
writing.
That would be okay.
Yes.
But not through shliach.
No, he would be able to do a shliach.
If he was originally normal and then became cheresh.
Yeah, because then we assume he knows what he's doing.
So then the writing, he can trace.
What?
He would be able to say a little bit. It's a vision. There'll be a certain amount of speech he would have anyway.
Someone that becomes deaf.
That, yeah.
Later in life, still can see.
Yeah, he has a certain amount.
That's Hershey Gamliel's spark. Was lucid and fine, healthy, until all of a sudden he became paralyzed. Now he's no longer can speak, right? Lomeno get. Why in that case do I say that on the right of Armeno says not a valid get? Because that right of Armeno said, because on Eoimer Misasik Bishtarosov. I say maybe he's involved in his other documents which he has. In other words, we don't know for sure he's focusing on the get. The time came, we also learned that. When does Ksiva not work? When he became all of a sudden paralyzed. But if he's became paralyzed through sickness, so then it's sufficient one time. Now, what does sufficient one time mean? Let's go back to our Kana. An individual who suddenly was stricken dumb, he has to go through three times testing with nodding. Individual who was gradually became stricken dumb, so he only has to be tested one time. Okay? So the bottom line is that we have this machine on Leah hold that the custom Ksav Yodo, if you have to write again, is valid, and we haven't found anybody actually who explicitly argues on that. We tried to find some of you explicit arguments on that, but so if I said the person pre-action is Kharish, and then said right again, so he has credibility on that. Okay? Says more, when you test him three times, we have to crisscross him. It's really not, it's really six. Says more, what do we ask him? First, we asked him, should we write a gift for his wife, who will marry him? And he says, yes. That we asked him, should we write a gift for your mother, who will marry him? He has to say, no. Lishcho, we asked about his wife, who will marry him? He says, yes again. Vitcho, we asked about his daughter, who will marry him? He says, no again. Lishcho, for his wife, who will marry him? He says, yes again. Lachoscha, for your sister, who will marry him? He says, no again. So we have to ask him all these questions over again, by yes, no, yes, no, in order to get a pattern of six nes, no, yes, no, yes, no, in order to achieve that he's saying. Right? Says the Gemara, Ape Duyos Kain, also if we have testimony to say that somebody died and want to be matir his wife, who's an aguna, we accept that based on the six-time check. Asher Vavishem Yochan said, Ape Duyos Kain, he said also by witnesses we say the following, other made a dusim yosha. Person comes to court, even though witnesses should understand, he can be witness. The evidence sat down, it's okay. Other made a dusim yosha. Up in dorim Cain, and so the by the dorim, it's the same thing. Now, the way the Aramaic translates, which is different than everybody else. He says that anybody can be mafir neder, any husband can be made for neder by nodding to that he wants to be made for neder. Okay? Annul his wife's vow.
What? Annul the by just nodding?
Just by nodding, right. If he can't speak. Right. Time sheshes, because sheshes about him was a bekitten shlosh palmim. This is where you take him out three, check him out three times by getting. Kachbi no bokimos abushos mekomekon. I thought it's by all the areas of commerce. We check him three times on each side. By inheritance, by buying and selling, and by gifts. Okay. Halacha base. Amalo nichtov get lishtacha. They said, should you write a gift for your wife? Amen. So we said, yes, right. Amalo seifer. They said the seifer to write. Because of when he wrote. When they signed it, even though they signed, they wrote it and signed it, and they gave it to him, and he gave it to her, it's not a valid get. He can't tell it to a third party to tell the sofer, because that's kind of mili lomim so shliach. You can't give her open tree agencies, you only give her agency on the object, so therefore he has to tell, it's only considered to be a get if he says to sofer right and to the Adam sign. Okay, is that clear? Yes, he can't be removed a step. He has to be that step. There can't be a step in between. Says Amlishnayim, if he said to two people, Imra Laponi tells so and so, Shikhtov, that he should write. Laponi Ponichtov, Shikhtov, and so and so, that they should sign. Rezir Hashem, Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, Maisa Rabbi may Rabbi, in such case, there's Rabbi, but he said, Leah, Skimmy, so you should not do it, but the Chatchila doesn't work. Shmuel said, even b'di'evet, you can may do it, you may do it. Okay? So says the Gemara, what's going on here? Actually, not more than say. Say it. Somebody says here on the side. Yeah, the Pnei Moshe explains that we're afraid that maybe they could put on a sham. Right? So there, that's why Rebbe says you shouldn't do it. Tell two people to tell another individual to write a get and sign it. Because maybe then people are going to say, well, so-and-so told us to tell you to write a get. It leads to abuse. Okay, so it's got to go direct. Shmuel says, keep it going direct. Rebbe Yimishal, Shmuel, Rebbe Yimishal, Amr Shem said to two people, Imel Poni, tell so-and-so. Shiichto, that he should write it, Vatem Chasom, will you sign it? So, in that case, the case over here, the critical component in this case, the Pnei Moshe throws in, is that even though they were told to sign, they didn't sign. Okay? In other words, he said, well, unsigned. Well, they got other people to sign. He said to two people, tell so and so that he should write, and you sign. And they didn't actually sign, they got other people to sign. So, Amale, I raise a get. It's good to be a get. It's not clear. I mean, it seems you could get, but it's not clear. So, we have a contradiction of Shmuel. Initially said, let them continue to work. He said, not to. So says the Gemara, Shani Yohi, Shoshana would say Dusan. Here it's given that they changed their testimony. Which means they didn't do what they were told to do. If they were told, you may go and recruit other Edom, that's fine. But they weren't told that. They were told, you be the Edom yourselves. If they then went against that, so then they have no. Then obviously, they rebelled against the terms of the shlichus. Their shlichus is null and void, and therefore it's not a valid get, right?
Is there such a thing as a without witnesses you can get in those days?
I said witnesses.
You had to have witnesses then.
Yeah, some witnesses you had to have.
You couldn't get a get. Give your wife a get without witnesses.
No. Well, but yeah, but the rice you could, but by this time they weren't doing it.
Oh, not
anymore. No. Okay? So it's different whether they fulfill the terms that they're of the mission they were given or not, right? So Shari Shashinu Sedusa. Says more Nichol Edim Echosmu. I said you told the Edim to sign and he signed you told the Edim to sign and they signed. You told your emissaries to get Edom to sign, and the Edom signed. That's no good, because that's not the case, is it? Well, it is the case. In a case where they were Mishana the Edus, they were told to do it themselves, they told other people to do it, so they understand that it's not a valid transaction, right? However, the Sofer of Kosa, what do we care if they told some other Sofer to write it, other than themselves? What's the difference? Who cares who writes it, right? Laces up, please, Rabbi Yehon, seeing the science of Rabbi Yehon, Rabbi Yehon, Mark Kosa, Tarfo, but Tofes Kosha. We have to write a form with almost the entire get, so what's wrong here? So Pastor Rabbi Huda, the Rabbi Paisel B'Taifsin, right? Mishnah Rabbi Huda says you can't write it on target ahead of time. You have to leave a blank custom writer for the occasion. Okay? Zegitech Emesi Zeh. Emesi. This is your get when I die. Zegitech Mechol Zeh is my get. This is your get when I pass away from this disease. Zegitech Lachem Yisot is your get after my death. Lomar Klum, none of these are about getting because they take effect after death. Mayom imesi be said, let it start from today when I die. Mayachim imesi from today when I die, from now if I die. I raise the get mayayom. It's a get from today. And that works. I raise the get. It is a valid get, sorry. Mayom alachim isos. If a person said from today and after my death, ain't no get. That's not a valid get. And because misafi. If he mace, as the guy dies, this is your get when I die. This is your get when this illness overtakes me. This is my get after death. It's not valid. Rabbi Seinu Amrua raised the get. Rabbi Seinu said it is a get. Now, who's Rabbi Seinu said it is a get? They actually said that if a star has the get has a date in it, then we say that the retroactive beginning. Valid date of the document is from the time written in it as the date of the get.
That doesn't make sense.
It does. It's like saying Mayom. It works from today and on in.
But that means that even if he doesn't die, that the get has to go through. What if he doesn't die?
Everybody dies.
Maybe he dies 10 years later.
So what? So then 10 years will work retroactively from now.
So it takes effect
10
years later?
No, it takes effect now, retroactively.
Yeah, right.
Right.
It takes effect now, because
that case. Right.
By the day.
Right.
By the
day. Right.
So he dies
part
is superfluous.
Right.
Okay.
So nevertheless, Rabbi Yudan Nossi was matir this case of. Where they said Lo Amar Klum, the racial case over here. Now, Rabbi Yehonasi is not our Rabbi Yehonasi, but rather his grandson. B'shlosh nekomas nikra Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Rabbi Seinu, three places called Rabbi Seinu. Where's that beginning? In our case over here by Gittin, where he said that all these Gittin with the postal languages are about Gittin. B'shemen by oil of Goyim, which he permitted. Lasano by sandals of sandals means if a woman miscarries, aborts a fetus, and it looks like a sandal, it's not Makabal Tumah. So if you could little basin try to bismantis so many things, let them call him a lenient basin, which is like a derogatory term, right? Basin was bismantir. So the Moshe called basin shmantir shloshetvar and nikra basin sharia. I'm right viewed on any basin like that is called basin sharia. Let them call basin which is lenient. I'm right viewed on Rabbi Shmo, basin a cholokalav. His basin argued upon him. I mean, they wouldn't let him be makel as specifically by gittin, right? Should be basin a cholokalav be gittin. Okay? Why it's based on again? They said that these lishonis don't work to marry to get a woman of freedom. Unless you say, in other words, even though you said me'ayom, which indicates that, or where you wrote a date into the star, nevertheless, it's a meaningless gesture. Okay?
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work from today. Right. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda wanted to say make it work. The Gemara says it doesn't work. Okay? Says Mara, the date is not significant enough. Begitin Maushite Mutasino say. Says Mara, okay, but what about Rabbi Hussein who said that it's a get, Meayom Lacher, Yud Beis Chodesh, right? Then there's a valid get retroactively from now. What about if the guy died in the interim? He died within the 8 months. So you have to wait for the full 12 months before you get remarried, or can you should get remarried now? Forget about the 3 months. A guy says, this should be your get from today if I die.
If I die.
The next 12 months.
The next 12 months.
What?
Oh, we said that a future gets.
He writes, me'ayom, not just the date. Right. So what about if he dies? He dies 6 months into a 12-month period. He says, this is going to be a get-up and don't come back within 12 months. And he dies after 6 months. So does he have to wait for the full 12 months are up, or does she have to wait the full 12 months are up in order the conditions be fulfilled, that he didn't come back after 12 months, or should he get remarried right away, or 3 months later, but before the year's up? Right. Right, exactly. Like when they went to war and would pay based on it. So it says, Rabbi Chag Machlokes. Rabbi Chagai Marmatasi Nasir, Ezim Rasuli Nasir. Why? Very strange reason, I don't understand it. He says, Anil Mer Nasulonisi Mechoyo. Maybe he came back to life. Tchias HaMesim. Okay. Me'ayomi Mesi. Me'akshari Mesi. Actually, this is a new topic. Let's leave this for tomorrow night. We'll stop here for tonight. Okay, so tomorrow night we learn, and then that's it for this week. Lemaisa, next week.